celebrate Easter, Jesus' resurrection from the dead on the third day. This would have taken place April 5th of 33 AD, again, Sunday morning, early in the morning. That seems Jesus would have risen from the dead. And we hear Mary Magdalene, at least in this gospel, but if you read all the gospels, put them all together, there's a number of women, not just Mary Magdala, who goes to the tomb. And of course, they're trying to, I think they're finishing up some of the burial things they were supposed to do. They were kind of rushed in burying Jesus. So they're trying to go there and kind of tidy things up, as you would say, Mary Magdalene and other women. And they see that the body is no longer there. The stone has been rolled back. And then they're so excited, they head back to the disciples, the apostles. And it's interesting that Jesus appears, it seems, on their way back. He appears, if you read Mark's gospel, Mark says that Mary Magdalene was the first one that Jesus appeared to. So it seems like he would appear to her first in that group of women. And then if you read Matthew's account, he says that Jesus appears to all of the women there. So it seems like he would appear to Mary Magdalene first and then to the other women in that group. And of course, they're amazed. And Jesus tells them to go tell his disciples, go and tell them that I'm going to see them in Galilee. So the women go back and tell the apostles, the disciples. And that's we hear that today in the gospel, we heard today how Peter and John then, along with Mary Magdala, go back to the tomb. Well, Peter and John go there, but Mary goes back to the tomb, Mary Magdala. And then Mary, she hangs around after Peter and John are there. Mary Magdala hangs around. She's still having a hard time with this, certainly. And that's when you'll hear in the readings coming up, the Gospels coming up over the next days, that Jesus appears to her, it seems, for a second time. And she thinks he's the gardener, and then he says, Mary, and she says, Teacher, Rabboni. So the question I want to pose and ask is, why does Jesus appear first to Mary Magdalene? Why does he appear to her first? Now, some might say, well, he probably appeared to his mother first, Mother Mary first. But if you read Mark's gospel again, he specifically says that Jesus appears first to Mary Magdala. So Mark, one of the gospel writers, wouldn't get it wrong. So you could think of it this way. Mary, the mother of Jesus, remember, she was perfectly conceived. She was without the stain of original sins. Her intellect and her will were pristine. She had the virtue of faith, the theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity. So she had these to, in a greater sense, and we get them. So when Jesus mentioned this three times in his public ministry, that he must suffer, die, and then rise on the third day, seems like Mary would have grasped that. She would have understood that in a greater way. So why would Jesus need to appear to her? She already would expect that this to happen. John, the evangelist, as we hear, he comes to the tomb, and it's interesting that he writes that he came and he believed. He believed that Jesus would have happened. I'm not sure if Peter believes yet at this point, as we heard in the gospel. But John specifically states that he believes. So remember, John was the only apostle at the foot of the cross. All the other apostles had abandoned Jesus. They had run off. So it's like, and John was Jesus' favorite, as I said. So it seems like he would have had a stronger faith, would have believed. And another element here is that Jesus, the night before he goes to his death at the Last Supper, he shares with his apostles that he's basically going to his death. So he kind of had prepared them. Not sure if he said that to the women. Remember, the women were along helping out quite a bit in his public ministry in various ways. Mary Magdala, she was the one who Jesus had cast seven demons out of her. So it seems like the apostles might have been a little more aware of what was going to happen. But the women, certainly it would have been really hard for them. Remember, it was the women, many of the women, who were at the foot of the cross. They watched Jesus die a horrible death. Just think what their expectations might have been. They might have, well, he's the Savior, or he's the Messiah. What's happening? And so it seems Mary Magdalene is, and Jesus says this, if you continue on, when Jesus says in the garden, when she thinks he's the gardener, Mary, and Jesus says to her, Mary, she says, teacher. And then Jesus says, it's really interesting what he says to her. He says, stop holding on to me. I have not yet ascended to my Father. Go tell my brothers that I am going to my Father and your Father, my God and your God. So he's telling Mary, stop holding on to him, clinging to him, in another translation. It's almost like she doesn't want him to be gone. She doesn't want him to be away. Well, why? I mean, this is a reality. You know, when a loved one dies, it's hard. Certainly, it's hard. Death is a hard reality. So she's sort of acknowledging that reality. But Jesus is really giving her hope. So one of the things, you know, about us in the reality of death is certainly to have hope ourselves when one of our loved ones has passed, died. But also to give others hope, to encourage them. You know, this is, life is passing by, and so to have hope, to take heart. So Jesus sort of is acknowledging that in this situation. Mary, stop holding on. There's actually something better. There's something better I have planned for you. Well, there is. And Jesus is alluding to that. He has to ascend to his Father before he's fully glorified. And it says that in Scripture. And when he's fully glorified, he can be in the tabernacles throughout the entire world. He can come to us in the Eucharist. That's a powerful, powerful way that he can come to us and be with us. He's substantially with us in the Eucharist when we receive him. That's why it's so important every week to come to Mass. To the Eucharist. Certainly we want to come and worship and give glory and honor to God, but also to receive Jesus, to be strengthened, to be helped, to be nourished, to be in communion. Communion. Do we know what that is? We are adopted sons and daughters of God. Jesus says, to my Father, your Father, my God, your God. So he has to ascend to the Father so that then he can send his Spirit. So that we are able to become temples of the Holy Spirit, to become children of God through the power of the Spirit. So it's just a great hope-filled message for us, what Jesus has, that he rose from the dead. It's pivotal in our faith. And so certainly for us to follow in his footsteps, like he says, to deny ourselves, pick up our cross daily, and follow after him. And he assures us, he tells us, if you love me, keep my commands. And he says, eye has not seen or ear heard what God has ready for those who love him. It is awesome what God has prepared for us. We just ask God to help us. Help us to stay faithful, to follow him, so that one day we too will rise from the dead.